Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Morning, everybody. How are you?
We're live. It's September 21st, 2016. Hi, Bestie. There's a date for you. I know what show you're listening to. Happy Boot Day.
Hello.
Arizona Boot.
How you doing, Belle?
I'm feeling a little discombobulated. I forgot my radio. I forgot the...
It was a little strange.
Laugh track this morning. I forgot the tea. My burner didn't work. You know.
Do you remember the character on Sesame Street called the Forgetful Gnome?
No.
He was a cowboy and he always forgot everything. I can't believe you don't know who he is.
Maybe that's me. Forgetful
Jones.
Forgetful Jones. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Forgetful Jones, and everyone else out there. What is going on in the world today? In the pot world today, in the weed world. Oh, there he is. Oh, yeah. Forgetful Jones. I don't know his name. What a cutie. Look at his little vest, and he's got a little handkerchief and a hat. Oh, my gosh. We're looking at Forgetful Jones online right now. Muppet.
Don't pay for Forgetful Jones.
Wiki Muppet.
Wiki Muppet.
Who doesn't love a good Wiki Muppet? Oh, is that Trump? Is he a Wiki Muppet? No. He's not. We don't put that in the category. Sorry, Muppets. I didn't mean. It's like Skittles. Sorry, Skittles.
Sorry, Skittle.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Muppets. We put you
sorry,
in that
Muppet.
Category. Yeah. So this morning, I saw an article that I thought would be a good thing to share.
Yeah.
It was, two actually, but I sent out a newsletter saying we were going to talk about cannabis and fibromyalgia. Yeah.
Well, that's something that
a lot of people get their cards for
people.
That. Yeah. And this is something that it's not on the Arizona Department of Health Services list, but it causes pain. So that's
severe pain.
And if you want to get certified, come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. That's right, folks. We moved into a
brand new digs.
Beautiful digs. Come and see
it. It is fantastic. I think one of my favorite parts about it is that it's a standalone building, which Tumbleweeds needed.
We deserve that. We earned that. We earn to be loud and proud and out on our own without, you know,
if you ever move from there,
blaming
ever,
anything. Ever.
There could be, you know, like a little historical.
Yeah, we could have make it a shrine. We could put one of the little brown plaques up that say this building was one of the first cannabis certification centers in the world. And the world at large.
Woo-woo.
So if you want to get certified and you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, chronic pain, seizures, nausea, muscle spasms, MS, anything like that. If you have migraines, fibromyalgia is one that's accepted. So check it out.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. Our phone number didn't change, thank God. And you can email us for really quick response, thctucson@gmail.com. You can go on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on MySpace, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Google+, we're on Instagram, Pinterest.
All your social media
places. All your social media places. And if you go to the homepage on Tumbleweed Health Center, you can click on any one of those fun things over there and go, oh, what are they doing on Instagram today? Let's see what kind of photos they've popped up. So we've got we've got a monsoon pipe, which everybody loves. I'm not sure. I haven't really tried the full effect myself, but I hear these things are just the monsters of pipes because you put a little water in them. So it's like a bong pipe. Bong pipe. Bong pipe. Good morning, Silver Sister. Are you with us today? How is Grand New York? So, I know. I don't know where I've got into this.
You are funny this morning.
It's RKS and Kosher Kush. That's
so Da-dunch.
Oh, yeah, we have that. Where is that? No, that's drum roll. Oh, there's a glass break, which
no,
isn't it. It's not the drum roll,
yeah,
although,
yeah.
No, but the, what up? That's
right at
like,
the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is something, though, that we do have something that does that, but no, Stevie Nicks is not in the room. She's coming, just like the white winged dove. She'll be in your town soon. So check it out. I'm going to Phoenix. I am going to Phoenix this year, but I also bought my besties in Napa some tickets, and we are going. We're going to be in the front row. It doesn't matter what row we get in, because we always end up in the front row, shaking hands with Stevie and all her artists up on stage, her performers. It's so fantastic. So anyway, other than Stevie. Let's get back to fibromyalgia. So if you have fibromyalgia, I'll explain my experience with it. I was diagnosed in 2002, and up until then, I was going to bed at like 7 o'clock and just feeling like an old lady. Just, I had no energy, I was in pain, couldn't think very clearly.
Foggy.
Foggy, it was depressing, and I didn't know why. And then I came out to Arizona, moved out for school, and I went to see this chiropractor who has this kind of like a biofeedback machine, and she hooked me up, and she checked out my cellular activity.
Yes.
Was that of a 72-year-old.
Oh,
yeah. That was really bad. No wonder I felt like that. But she diagnosed me with fibromyalgia, given the pressure points and things in my body that were responding not in a good way. So, for me, it's been exhaustion, pain, swollen muscles, just sensitivity to nerves, things like that. It's been a challenge. But cannabis, my mom, bless your little heart, Jackie O, has polymyalgia, and she was on every medication that any doctor ever wanted to give her. So I've done the opposite, and I've gotten more natural, and I use cannabis. And that's it. I don't use anything else for my fibromyalgia. I don't use it for anything else for anything else. So fibromyalgia for me, that was that. But this is what this is, and we're getting this from the Weed Blog. I love the Weed Blog. It has lots of great articles. Fibromyalgia is a condition in which chronic widespread pain is the primary complaint. It's most often diagnosed in women and has a high prevalence in individuals with PTSD. For many patients, the fibromyalgia diagnosis may have come after decades of trial and error of various therapies and stagnant conversations with the doctor who may have believed that it's all in your head. Yeah, that's one of the things they say about it. But, you know, it's kind of the same thing with a migraine or back pain. You can't see it, but you know someone's experiencing the pain from it, you know? So, however, as more and more physicians and patients affirm, fibromyalgia is very much a real condition and one that is quite complex. In addition to persistent pain, which varies in intensity from day to day, fibromyalgia patients often experience a slew of accompanying symptoms such as morning stiffness, muscle cramping, fatigue, migraines, headaches, non-restorative sleep, cognitive dysfunction, depression, and anxiety, to name a few. That could explain my sleep patterns. My friend Erica struggled with pain and other debilitating symptoms for years and eventually was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Recently, she shared her story with me. I've been using cannabis to treat my pain for years, long before I even knew I had fibromyalgia. I'm glad I found the plant early in life. I had a lot of trauma, and it was, in retrospect, a much safer route than taking pills. I first noticed trigger point pain and joint pain around 2007 after the birth of my daughter. It was also that year that I noticed hearing the word fibromyalgia, and after hearing the symptoms, knew exactly that's what was going wrong with me. I went to several doctors, and x-rays showed mild arthritis, but I also had other symptoms to begin, like food allergies. First it was gluten, then dairy, now nightshades. Yep, and those are three of the things that I had to give up. Sometimes eating the smallest amount will cause flares to happen, anxiety and severe insomnia. I experienced a few car accidents in my teens and early 20s, none fatal but still scary and create a lot of anxiety. Then I experienced what therapists would call a lot of trauma between 2006 and 2009. Erica went on to explain that doctors did every test in the book and basically told me I was crazy and put me into the pill addict category. I worked in pharmacy at the time and was already planning a career change. I knew I wasn't a pill addict. They prescribed me antidepressants. I knew I had depression, which stemmed from underlying issues like severe insomnia, anxiety, pain, IBS, from unknown new food allergies. I honestly felt defeated. I couldn't find a doctor who could figure it out or believe me. Thankfully, this past year, Erica found a doctor who believed in her and agreed that cannabis is a great option, and she finally feels better. Erica is in Oregon, and she's a resident, and she said that before cannabis was legal here, I would get any kind I could find. It wasn't until recent years that I delved deeper into learning about different strains and CBD. I use CBD edibles sometimes during the day to help with anxiety and pain. I also use indica strains at night to help battle the insomnia, and during the day sometimes to treat the loss of appetite, side effects of some of my meds. It happens rarely because I love food, but when you're flaring because of something you ate and you can't figure out what, food becomes scary. Cannabis helps with that in a big way for me. I'd say cannabis is able to alleviate 80% of my symptoms, and I take a low-dose pharmaceutical now to treat the rest. Some people use only pills, some only cannabis. I think cannabis is definitely the safest, especially now that you don't really have to smoke it, because many traditional pharmacological options are often ineffective and result in an unbearable amount of side effects. It's important to consider alternative treatment options such as cannabis. Check out this article by GrowWise Health to learn more about the specific ways that cannabis can help manage pain associated with fibromyalgia. One of eight fibromyalgia patients use medical marijuana to treat their symptoms. Wow. So here it goes on. We can go on a little bit more. It says, new studies find that one out of eight fibromyalgia patients use medical cannabis. A new Canadian study was just released which found that roughly one out of eight people suffering from fibromyalgia treat their symptoms with cannabis. That is not unusual behavior in general for people with chronic medical illness for which we don't have a treatment, said Dr. Igor Grant, according to Health News, who heads the Center for Medical Cannabis Research at the University of California and was not involved in the study. People start looking around. They look at other types of remedies because they need help, he told Reuters Health. I know three people with fibromyalgia, and all three of them use medical marijuana. All three of them say it's better than any other medicine they have used, although they will point out that they still supplement their cannabis with some other meds, but not nearly as much as their doctors tell them they need. I'm far from a doctor or scientist, but that has been my experience. If you are a TWB reader suffering from fibromyalgia, the weed blog, how has medical cannabis helped you? Below is more information about cannabis and fibromyalgia, courtesy of our friends at Normal. All right. Fibromyalgia is a chronic pain syndrome of unknown etiology. The disease is characterized by widespread musculoskeletal pain, fatigue, and multiple tender points in the neck, spine, shoulders, and hips. An estimated 3 to 6 million Americans are afflicted by fibromyalgia, which is often poorly controlled by standard pain medications. This is true. Fibromyalgia patients frequently self-report using cannabis therapies to treat symptoms of disease, and physicians, in instances where it is legal for them to do so, often recommend the use of cannabis to treat musculoskeletal disorders. To date, however, there are few clinical trials assessing the use of cannabinoids to treat the disease. Writing in the July 2006 issue of the Journal of Current Medical Research and Opinion, investigators at Germany's University of Heidelberg evaluated the analgesic effects of oral THC in 9 patients with fibromyalgia over a 3-month period. Subjects in the trial were administered daily doses of 2.5 to 15 milligrams of THC, and they received no other pain medication during the trial. Among these participants who completed the trial, all reported a significant reduction in daily recorded pain and electronically induced pain. In 2008, a study published in the Journal of Pain reported that the administration of the synthetic cannabinoid, Navolone, significantly decreased pain in 40 subjects with fibromyalgia in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. As Navolone improved symptoms and was well-tolerated, it may be a useful adjunct for pain for pain management and fibromyalgia. Investigators concluded a separate 2010 trial performed at McGill University in Montreal reported that low doses of Navolone significantly improved sleep quality in patients diagnosed with the disease. Most recently, a 2011 observational case control trial reported that the use of cannabis is associated with beneficial effects on various symptoms of fibromyalgia, including the relief of pain and muscle stiffness. Investigators at the Institut de Recerca Hospital de Mar in Barcelona, Spain. Now, I would have tried to do that a lot more, you know, sexy Spain, hadn't I known it was from Barcelona. They assessed the associated benefits of cannabis in patients with fibromyalgia compared with FM patients who did not use the substance. 28 users and non-users participated in the studies. Authors reported patients use cannabis not only to alleviate pain, but for almost all symptoms associated to FM, and no one reported worsening of symptoms following cannabis use. Significant relief of pain, stiffness, relaxation, somnolence, and perception of well-being evaluated by VAS, visual analog scales, before and 2 hours after cannabis self-administration was observed. Cannabis users in the study also reported higher overall mental health summary scores than did non-users. Investigators concluded, the present results together with previous evidence seem to confirm the beneficial effects of cannabis on fibromyalgia symptoms. Previous clinical and preclinical trials have shown that both naturally occurring and endogenous cannabinoids hold analgesic qualities, particularly in the treatment of pain resistant to conventional pain therapies. As a result, some experts have suggested that cannabinoids are potentially applicable for the treatment of chronic pain conditions such as fibromyalgia, and have theorized that the disease may be associated with an underlying clinical deficiency of the endocannabinoid system. See, and I always thought that growing up, I really could have used cannabis on many, many, many levels to just
boost your endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, but just help me as a person. Like, I have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I could have used that to calm down and pay attention more in school.
Right, you did say that about the ADHD. Mm-hmm.
So the thing with fibromyalgia is the article that they had talked about before, where Erica had mentioned car accidents and other things going on in her life, that's when mine seemed to come on. I had an aunt pass away, and I got in a car accident like in the same week.
Lots of trauma.
Trauma, just bam, bam, bam. And then all sorts of trauma happened after that. It just kind of avalanched. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what did it for me. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know how they... You know, I was diagnosed by a doctor using the trigger point that they talk about. and so it's been very helpful. The other thing that also was very helpful is exercise. That's the most important thing, is to keep your muscles
active,
fluid, keep your circulation going.
Hydrated.
Drink a lot of water. I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. My bestie checks in on me a lot. Thank you, bestie. Drinking water?
Mm-hmm.
Hydrated? Yeah, especially here in the desert, it's cray-cray.
It takes it out of
you. Oh, my Lord. And caffeinated drinks such as coffees and teas, mm-hmm, and sodas. I was put on what my besties call my air diet. So I wasn't supposed to have any wheat, dairy, sugar, or caffeine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at our American food products, it's pretty much all you eat is that. So I had to switch it up big time. They made me go to the gym. Well, that was a suggestion to get in the gym 6 days a week for at least 45 minutes. Get in there and do something for 45 minutes, 6 days.
It's important.
So muscle, mm-hmm. you know, you're a woman, you need to strengthen your bones. And light impact, you know, just light jogging, slogging, what we call slow jogging, basically the same as walking, but you get a little bit of impact.
If you're low on your calcium, boost up on your greens, your heavy greens.
You know, a green pepper, is the green peppers have a lot of
calcium? Throw a couple leaves from your plant
in there. Oh, geez, here we go. Juice it up, people.
Juice it up, all of it. Put all the greens that you can possibly find.
Yeah, all the greens.
Cucumbers are amazing for your body.
Oh.
I went
shopping yesterday, and I don't like grocery shopping because I just wish someone would cook it all for me. Mm. You know, I have other things I like.
I hear what you're saying.
You know, some people love to cook. I'd rather be doing other things, playing in the garden, playing with my dog, studying cannabis.
Right.
But I felt very happy. I went through and bought some different things that I hadn't purchased, different fruits and vegetables. And so that made me happy because I think that was making my body happy. So a variety in your diet is good. Get your cannabis leaves in there. Get your cannabis buds in there raw if you can.
Organic if you can.
Oh, organic's the best way to go. And
wash them good if they're not.
When you go to the dispensaries and you're smoking your bowl, which everybody should be doing, what are y'all smoking this morning?
RKS.
if you smoke your bowl and the ash is anything other than white, well, that means you have dirty medicine. So,
that's gross.
Yeah, that is gross. Know what you're putting into your body. Ask for the test results that give the list of the chemicals, fertilizers, the additives.
Sugar.
Ask for those lists. Class 4 felony, folks. Hey, dispensary owners, class 4 felony if you're not listing that stuff. Class 4. Not that it means anything to them because they'll just probably pay someone off, sadly, but... Speaking of paying people off, the Moon Smoke Shop, not that they have a list of Prop 205 and why you should not vote for it. The Moon Smoke Shop, they're passing them all out. Do you know, here's another thing about Prop 205 people don't know about. They're creating their own regulatory board, which is going to govern every aspect of anything you could ever use for cannabis. So smoke shops, hydro stores, hydroponic stores, certification centers even, they're going to try and control every aspect of this. And they have the power to shut smoke shops down and start things over their own way. So I was really happily surprised to see that Moon Smoke Shop was passing out this thing that they had written up about 205 and why their clients should not vote for legalization this time around. If people knew that this initiative is way worse than getting caught with it even without your card now, they wouldn't vote for it. This initiative is going to bypass the state health departments altogether. They're going to make their own task force. They're going to make their own sheriff's department or whatever to enforce all these things. But they're creating a board for money, and they're monopolizing everything. So small business owners that want to get into this business as far as retail goes, when it does go legalized, won't have an opportunity. They're going to give those opportunities to dispensary owners first, and they'll totally monopolize on that. We think we're going to get the right to grow, but all the cities and counties and jurisdictions in the world in Arizona have the right to say, nope, you don't get to grow. Yeah, so it's not a good thing. You get an ounce, but if you're a seed over that ounce, you're in a whole lot of trouble. You're getting a felony. You're going to prison. You're getting fined. And, oh, we love Kosher Kush. That's what we're partly on, too. Where'd my sound effects go? Oh, no. Now when you go out of sound effects and go back into sound effects, it gives you a game, and then you can, like, do things. And, oh, I hate that. We just need a sound effect.
We just need
about it. At all. To get rid of that. Oh, that should be fun.
I know.
We're gonna take the plunge. And then we're going to have all sorts of...
$2.99.
Yeah, we're going to have all sorts of... oh, wait. There it is.
It's not going to break the bank.
No, no. There's your sound.
Oh, joke.
That doesn't make
keep that one on.
No, it's in the.
That's like in the favorites.
It's in the favorites, but so you know, same buzzer. What do we know this morning? We're on a whole lot of marijuana. So fibromyalgia. If you have it, exercise. Oh my gosh, it's the most important thing. I bought running shoes and new workout gloves, and there they sit. They're inspiring me. I'm going to get ready to do this. I'm going to get there. Getting back in. I can feel it, these little chicken bones. My friends used to say I had wildebeest legs. Well, you watch it. I'm going to have tree trunks coming soon. Look out, rugby players. I'm taking you all down. Yeah, we need a laugh track. It's way out of control.
Like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up. Got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge. It used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high. Looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pizzas are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old. So it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right. Welcome back to Tuesday Wednesday. We're eating bananas. We went crazy on our break. Got some banana man. Banana. You say banana? No, it's not how it goes.
No.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Say tomato, I say tomato.
Oh, potato, banana.
So,
yes, sir.
Here's
back
a couple strains that they were saying that
excellent.
Are good.
Oh, excellent. Good for fibromyalgia?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. Look how great Cannabis Kid is. Let's just give him a little audience love.
So I was looking for CBD. It does say CBD oil does relieve pain. So, I mean, do you have that in there?
Which you can get at Tumbleweed Health Center.
Yeah.
4826 East Broadway Boulevard with a mouthful of banana. I apologize. Come on down. Just go to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. Continue on. Sorry. I'd throw in a commercial.
You never know when that's going to happen.
You never know.
It could be.
It kind of throws you off.
It really does.
Yeah. All right. You've
got
to
be on John Game.
Uh-huh. There you go.
So, the first one is Grape Ape,
mm-mm.
which is an indica.
I love that. It's one of my all-time favorite
yeah.
strains. Yep. Grape Ape is an indica because you get widespread nerve pain, muscle inflammation. It's not fun.
Leafly also says the strain highlights are Grape Ape are
propagated by Apothecary Genetics and Barney's Farm. It's mostly indica. It crosses Mendocino Perps, Skunk, and Afghani. Ooh, where's our ooh? Named for its distinct grape-like smell, this indica is known for providing carefree relaxation that can help soothe pain, stress, and anxiety. Its dense, compact buds are wreathed in deep purple leaves, which darken as this indica reaches full maturation following its 7 to 8 week flowering time.
Very nice.
Very nice. That's one of my very favorite strains. And you know what I found out? I was kind of disappointed because, and it says that you could get that Bloom dispensaries in mm-hmm. Tucson. Mm-hmm. Ask for test results. But when we first started Tumbleweed Health Center, we were, you know, trying out different strains and finding out, you know, what worked best for what. And I realized I'm a big indica girl, which is not the kind that gets you high. So I was like, oh, man, you know, because you want to think.
Right.
I like the psychoactivity, but I really, it's not, that's not what I need or like. I don't like my mind going in places I don't want it to go. I like my body calming down, my pain going away, the nerves to just chill out, to relax, don't do it. So Grape Ape, they've got a strained fingerprint. So this is really interesting. Very high in CBG. Which is, and the terpene that goes along with that is B-myrcene. I love myrcene. I love that. I think you get that in the Kush too. And then you've got THCV, CBL, CBC, CBN. And some of the, this is from Steep Hill Labs actually. This is California, I think. Yep, California. And linalool, B-myrcene, A-pinene, D-limonene, and R. Carophylline are some of the terpenes that you'll find. And interestingly enough, I like myrcene, pinene, limonene, and I'm not sure which strains I found the linalool and carophylline in. I think the carophylline is one of our caramel cushions, but I love these three terpenes, and I can always taste them and smell them before I even smoke them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, the piney, lemon, and then...
Pine, lemon, myrcene, it's just like...
Lanaloo is like a almost like a lavender.
Linalool.
Mm-hmm. Linalool.
Who came up with these names? Linalool and carophylline.
I love it.
Sounds scary.
I know. I feel like I need a whole new tongue to pronounce some of them.
Yeah, you do. You're really medical. Medical.
But
person.
I, you know,
that's
it's
me.
So
that's
interesting. It's like how else you're going to get to know it. Oh, here we go.
So, and some of the effects of these. This particular strain, you're very relaxed. You get a nice, happy feeling. And then sometimes sleepiness, euphoria, and being uplifted come on as well. But happy and relaxed. Relaxed and then happy. And there's a strain that I call happy, relaxed, and that's lemon skunk. Because it is. It's just the opposite. You're happy first and then relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Some of the medical... things it'll help out with will be pain, stress, insomnia, depression, and lack of appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I know the limonene is one thing that helps out with depression because, you know, one thing that you do when you open up an orange.
Yep, or a lemon.
Or a lemon, you smell that and it wakes up
a part
of your mind. And that's the part of the depression that gets.
And that's why when you're scrubbing your floors, they've got Pine Sol, and the lemon and the orange, all those citrusy scents that and the pine
happy.
That wake you up. They just
that want you to clean that house.
Let's go. Yeah, clean the house. Okay. Maybe go roller skating. Come on, let's have some fun. Let's have a little fun around here. All right. Okay, clean the house later.
Here's some of the negative things that it does cause. But dry mouth is a given. Dry eyes, dizziness, small amount of headache, small amount of paranoid. So this could be from any one of those things, a high THC level.
Yeah, high THC level will definitely cause the
headaches and
the
paranoid.
Dizziness too. Yeah, and the dizziness.
And I do tend to know that sativas do, that are more on the sativa side, do cause these dry eyes.
Maybe that's why I don't get a lot of the red eye stuff that people get, because I don't do sativas very much.
Right.
Oh, they're not.
I mean, not that this is a sativa, this is an indica, but
right.
it says a dry mouth, which,
right.
I mean, you usually can get with anything.
Just
and
keep
dry
water.
Eye.
You're in the desert. Have some water nearby. Goofball. All right. What other strains are good for fibromyalgia?
Oh, my God. The sativa.
Oh, Harlequin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's isn't that high in CBD? I believe. Let's see.
Yeah, there
read,
you go.
Read on. Let's hear it. It
says Harlequin is a 75-25 sativa dominant strain, renowned for its reliable expression of CBD.
Aha. Uh-huh.
A
yeah.
descendant of the Colombian gold and Nepali indica, and the Thai and the Swiss Landrys. Strains, you can depend on Harlequin to provide a clear-headed, alert sativa effectiveness effects, unlike most any high CBD strain. Harlequin almost always develops a CBD-THC ratio of 5-2, making this strain one of the most effective out for treatment of pain and anxiety. As CBD counteracts THC paranoia, while amplified its pain-killing properties, flavors can range from earthy musk to sweet mango, but without a doubt, it draws a crowd to Harlequins and its ability to relax without seduction. Sedation.
We want seduction.
We want seduction.
Without sedation.
Sedation and to relieve without intoxication.
And that's important, relieving without intoxication, because a lot of people come to us and they say, I don't want to get high, I'm too scared. And you say, okay, that's all right, that's fine, we'll talk to you about that. But if you don't want to get, you know, high, we have CBD. We have the vital CBD tinctures. Capsules, candies, lotions, and balms for those with arthritis or any sort of tendonitis or problems like that. Try it out. It's miracles. It works miracles. And it's interesting that they say that the CBD helps combat the anxiety that you might get from THC, which is probably why they tell you to get a strain that's kind of a one-to-one, you know, so like maybe 8% THC, 8% CBD, something like that. We're putting our CBDs on right now for aches and pains. We're playing as we talk here.
Apply pressure.
And shake the.
So just look over. Leafly's got some amazing articles about CBDs and how else it helps in other areas.
Let's see. This strain is not available in
Tucson.
In Tucson, it says, but. Was there more on different strains for fibromyalgia?
Yeah.
Oops.
You're good. I think you're up. Yeah. Oh. Here we go.
Oh, Romulan. Mm. Yeah. Oh, amnesia. Look at, are these?
These are all.
These are all.
We can pick
really?
Anyone.
All right. Well, let's see if there's something that we would know that would be around this area. That I have you seen?
Have you seen?
Super Blue Dream? Oh, boy.
Have you seen?
There's a little gnat flying around here. Key lime pie. Harley Sue.
Monster cookies.
Cookies of Rockstar, Pennywise. Has anyone heard of any of these things out there?
Some of these things, look, I...
Well, I don't... Ooh, strawberry banana. I just want to click on these because they're awesome. You know what I really love is this. Banana OG. And maybe I love these strains because they do my body so well.
Mm-hmm.
This gets a 4.3. I give this a 5. Banana OG, you cannot go wrong with this. It's an indica-dominant cross between OG Kush and banana. Oh, yeah, I'll clap for that, too. That's like Rachel Ray's cheese bomb. Ew, and cheese! All right. With the smell and flavor of overripe bananas, this hybrid definitely earns its name. Oh, it's so good. But it, you know what it smells like?
Hmm.
You know the tiny little banana candy Silver Sister's getting excited about? She's like, I know this. You know those tiny little banana candies you get?
Yes.
What it smells like. It, oh, awesome. It has been tested with over 25% THC and has a reputation as a creeper. Yeah, it creeps on it, oh yeah. Leaving those who over-imbibe in a near comatose state before intense hunger and sleepiness set in. Patients treating muscular pain, loss of appetite, and insomnia may benefit from banana OG. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, because they said with fibromyalgia, you have all that. Sleep problems, muscle ache, pain. So go to bed. Put that on. Put a movie on you've seen 10 times or 100. Tombstone. You know. And go to bed. There's no banana OG around here. You know where I see banana OG? California and Nevada. That's where I usually see my bananas. I don't see very many banana things around here. Yeah. When I look at menus and things like that, I don't see them on there. Have you found them in your runnings? In your runnings amok out there? No? So,
I haven't.
Yeah, well,
it's rare.
Yeah, it is rare. Banana's great. We should should request
the mango one too. That they were talking about how it ranged how it ranged from earth musky to sweet mango. I haven't seen any sweet mango.
No, I'm not seeing the
fruity flavors here.
No, they've got. I have not seen. Strawberry? Have you seen strawberry around? No.
Strawberry cough one time along.
One time. Yeah, years ago.
You know, I know these names, they sound silly and things like that, but I wish they would be different.
And someday
I think
they will.
Someday they will. But
and someday you'll find a dispensary that's just
did you say
going
Sunday?
Someday. Someday dispensaries will just or outlets, wherever you're going to get your weed, whenever in the next 20 years. At the farmer's market, they'll just list what's
in your backyard.
Yeah, in your backyard. Just grow it. And you can just grow something for fibromyalgia.
Did you say 20 years from now? I'd say 20 years from now. That's pretty cool.
That's about right. We'll see it in our lifetime. Or we can all just have it. That's what we hope. Fingers crossed. But, yeah, they'll just have strains and say, oh, you have anxiety? Just take this. Oh, you need some appetite stimulation? Smoke that. Eat that. Take a capsule.
Right.
Whatever it is. People are still...
What you need.
The older generation still likes their capsules. They still like to take two and call me in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their doctors say they're saying from...
Right. Have your alarm on so you know when 16, you take 70. Your capsule.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
You need to do what you need to do for your body. And I don't even call this an alternative. This is just another choice that we should just all have. Amen. Woo! All right. Crazy. Cray, cray day. You can go to theweedblog.com and check that out. They've been around since a long time, actually. And I know that Harlequin is a strain that people are using if they can't find the Charlotte's Web stuff. And what was it? Tsunami? Was that also another one that was a Tsunami, a heavy indica strain?
I've heard of it, but I've never
It would sound like a tsunami would just take you down.
That's what, yeah. It does fall into that category. What is it? Category 4s, 5s?
Yeah.
Those are hurricanes, sorry.
Yeah, but the cannabis strains, too. I'm
pretty sure there's a
TM, cannabis strain. All right. I listed on tumbleweedcellcenter.com. You could check it out. Just go to tumbleweedcellcenter.com and go to the news section. And I didn't make this clear enough. I don't think this program sometimes hard to navigate. But if you click on the title where it says Cannabis Business Times launches an interactive marijuana legislation map. I thought that was interesting. What do you think?
Ooh.
Yeah. So here it is.
Oh, that's fun.
Cannabis Business Times launches interactive marijuana legislation map. I keep wanting to copy this and like throw it at your computer somehow.
That would be cool.
Isn't there a way that we can do that? Tim, someone's going to do that. No, we got this. Oh, the new Apple Watch came out. Series 2. You can now go diving with it.
I think if we had USB, USB, it would work.
PC to Mac, my computer, my ears. All right. Cannabis Business Times is proud to unveil its newest web tool for professional cultivators, the Interactive Marijuana Legislation Map. While still very much a work in progress, this new web tool will allow cultivators to see what statewide legislation may be pending, easily find the latest news on any given state, and discover where new business opportunities may abound at a glance. While currently available in this article below, you will also be able to find the map on its new permanent home here and under the Hot Topics drop-down menu at the top of every page. Using it is simple as clicking your mouse.
Do we even say that anymore? Your mouse?
Simply really drag your cursor. No, it's not. Click your finger. Simply drag your cursor over the state where you want to learn more about. Click anywhere in that state and then read the quick summary and follow the latest story link to find out more. Give it a try, and remember, check back regularly because it will be updated as often as the American cannabis landscape evolves. So every 36 seconds, you should check back and see what's going on. So let's click it. Let's just make this map bigger and click on Arizona. Okay, state voting on recreational November 8th. Okay. On August 31st, 2016, Arizona Supreme Court ruled against Proposition 205 challengers, meaning the state's voters will be electing whether or not to create a recreational cannabis system. The Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act aims to create a system of licensed recreational cannabis growers and vendors and tax all retail sales by 15%. Under the bill, the users would be allowed to carry up to an ounce and grow up to 6 plants at home for personal use. Arizona already has a robust medical marijuana program. And the latest news, if you click the link there, we're going to get to the latest Arizona news. Did you find it yet?
I did not.
Uh-oh. Check this out. Oh, boy. A synthetic cannabis drug maker donates to the anti-legalization group in Arizona.
I heard about that. $500,000.
Well, and... not surprising.
And everyone knows.
It's not surprising.
And it's still okay.
Well,
I know.
It's okay, but the campaign against marijuana legalization in Arizona received a major infusion of cash last week from a synthetic cannabis drug maker that has been investigated for alleged improper marketing of a highly addictive prescription painkiller, according to campaign finance reports. The $500,000 donation from Insys Therapeutics, based in Chandler, Arizona, amounts to more than one-third of all money raised by Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy, the group opposing legalization. It's one of the largest contributors, largest single contributions to any anti-legalization campaign ever, according to campaign finance records maintained by ballotpedia.com. We're going to have to click that link, too. The cash infusion could even... the playing field in an area where legalization supporters have traditionally outspent opponents. Until the Insys donation, legalization supporters in Arizona had outfundraised opponents by about 3-1. The campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol has raised more than $3 million, much of it from the Marijuana Policy Project, a national group working to change marijuana law. Insys, however you say it, has developed a drug based on a synthetic version of marijuana's active ingredient THC called Syndros. The drug was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in July for treatment of AIDS and cancer patient symptoms. It is awaiting scheduling by the Drug Enforcement Administration. Insys also manufactures the deadly painkiller substance fentanyl. The company is facing state and federal investigations as well as shareholder lawsuit over allegations that it improperly marketed the drug to doctors in an effort to boost sales. In February, a former sales rep for the company pleaded guilty to fraud charges stemming from a kickback scheme involving substance fentanyl purchases. Last month, two former employees pleaded not guilty after being arrested for allegedly participating in a similar fentanyl kickback scheme. At the time of the arrest, FBI Assistant Director Diego Rodriguez said in a statement, "This case should be something that medical industry and the general public should pay close attention to because it's one of the reasons we're experiencing an epidemic of overdoses and deaths in this country. In an emailed statement, INSA said it opposes the Arizona ballot measure, Prop 205, because marijuana safety hasn't been demonstrated through the federal regulatory process. INSA has joined a broad alliance of elected officials, healthcare organizations, and business leaders in opposing Prop 205 because it fails to protect the safety of Arizona citizens, and particularly its children. The company said, INSA firmly believes in the potential clinical benefits of cannabinoids. Like many in the healthcare community, we hope that patients will have the opportunity to benefit from the potential products once clinical trials demonstrate their safe and effective use. Supporters of marijuana legalization question the company's motivation for getting involved in the campaign, noting its financial interest in minimizing competition for substance and synthetic marijuana products. It appears they are trying to kill a non-pharmaceutical market for marijuana in order to line their own pockets, J.P. Holyoke of the pro-legalization campaign said in a statement. Tom Angel of the pro-marijuana group Marijuana Majority said the donation blunts opponents' arguments that marijuana legalization would put public safety at risk. Studies have shown that marijuana can be effective in treating chronic pain without the overdose risk or side effects that powerful opioid painkillers like fentanyl can bring. Other studies have found that opioid overdose deaths fall in areas with access to medical marijuana. Accepting this money undermines everything that marijuana prohibitionists say about their desire to protect public health. It's difficult to understand how people who profit from selling a drug like fentanyl can keep a straight face while arguing that marijuana is just too dangerous to legalize. The opposition group Arizona's for Responsible Drug Policy made no apologies for accepting the contribution. We are grateful that INSA Therapeutics, an Arizona-based company, has chosen to join Governor Ducey, the Arizona Association of County School Superintendents, the Arizona Small Business Association, the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association, the Arizona Catholic Conference of Bishops, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, and several other community organizations in defending Prop 205 in November. ARDB campaign manager Adam DeGuire said in an emailed statement, Kevin Sabbath's smart approaches to marijuana, a national group opposed to marijuana legalization, said there was nothing particularly objectionable about INSA's efforts to oppose recreational marijuana while also working to develop synthetic drugs based on chemicals in the plant. I don't think INSA should be admonished for working on marijuana-based medications via the FDA process. They're following the rules, and that's a good thing, he said. Obviously, I don't agree with aggressive fentanyl marketing, he added. This isn't the first time that the company has been active in marijuana politics. In 2011, the company wrote to the Drug Enforcement Administration to express opposition to loosening restrictions on natural THC, citing the abuse potential in terms of the need to grow and cultivate substantial crops of marijuana in the United States. Last year, the company petitioned the DEA to loosen restrictions on the synthetic version of another compound occurring in marijuana plants known as CBD. INSA Therapeutics made $62 million in net revenue on fentanyl sales in the first quarter of this year, representing 100% of the company's earnings. The CDC has implicated the drug in a surge of overdose deaths in several states in recent years. Well, that's just crazy. I'm going to post, it says, last October, the company announced it had received a fast-track designation from the DEA to spend development of a drug intended to treat opioid overdoses. We are encouraged by the fast-track designation that will allow us to advance in our program to address a significant unmet medical need in the market, the company said in a statement at the time. Opioids are responsible for a high proportion of fatal drug overdoses around the world. Yeah, millions. Not just some, but holy cow, is that what you just posted? No, I just posted something different.
Yeah, so we went to another one.
There's a different one, yeah. Well, you know, this is what we always come back to. Educate yourself, folks. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of tea, a cup of your little fruity fruit mixture, all natural tea, and...
mine has no caffeine.
No caffeine. Mine's decaffeinated.
Yeah.
So there might be slight.
D.
D, yeah. Grab a bong And do some reading. Get out there and do some research. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Check out the news articles. Go and find Prop 205 and read the entire text, folks. Don't just read the summaries, because they're just going to tell you what you want to hear. But just read it. Read for yourself. See what you think. You know, legalization is a good thing if it's done properly. But if it's not done properly, then it can be scary.
Yeah.
But our government is going to get a hold of it anyway. So come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. I have to think about that for a minute. We did move, folks.
Brand new facility.
Brand spanking new. It's beautiful. New carpet.
Right. It's big.
Shiny.
Man, there's so much room.
Gorgeous. Oh, there's so much room. Yeah. It's just never ending. You don't have to sit on top of each other anymore while you're waiting. You can go sit in a cozy little TV room. It's got really tall, vaulted hardwood ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful brick.
Yeah. Bright. Very bright.
Beautiful. Nice and cozy in there. And then you can go in our other waiting room, which is even brighter. It's a little library in there. You can do some reading. You can sit down, relax, have a cup of organic coffee or tea. Have some water. Mm-hmm. Get hydrated at Tumbleweed Health Center. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. So get hydrated. Go get some water. So, yes.
Especially with this weather change coming on, it's going to start getting cooler at night and then warmer, you know. It fakes you out a little bit.
It totally fakes you out.
You're like, here comes the sun.
Yeah, you're thinking that it's over, but I think we're out of the hundreds. We should have a clap for that.
Yeah.
I think we're out of the hundreds.
But it usually creeps up right around October again.
Yeah, it does, but that's all right. We'll be in Tombstone shooting.
Whoa.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Thank you to Good Spot Gunslingers, folks. Huge supporters of some of these Gunslingers. Come catch us shooting or hanging. It's fantastic fun. Also, go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You want to book an appointment, you can just, it says book it now in real time. You hit it, click it, takes you to a calendar. Hit it and forget it. And you pick, do you want a cannabis certification? Do you want a renewal? Do you want an evaluation? If you don't have medical records or yours have expired, please bring in what you do have, because we'd like to see the history of your challenges so we can make sure the state approves you. Look, we got a 5-star review just recently. The people who work here are very nice and welcoming. The process was easy and painless. You can read more reviews, so check it out.
Very nice.
Yeah, and it should be that way. Takes about 45 minutes to an hour. So get cozy, grab some tea, play on your cell phones. I don't care. There's outlets around. Plug in if you need, whatever you need to do. Just hang out and get certified. But if you have one of these conditions, this is why I opened this up and then I went and booked an appointment, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's. Listen closely to this, folks. A chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, even those that appear to be like epilepsy or MS, even muscle spasms, tremors. We've seen people with Parkinson's, tremors, shakes, anything. Restless leg syndrome, those kinds of things, absolutely. So come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, folks, 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. Come to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, or just come down to our beautiful big new building at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We're across the street from Guadalajara Grill. We're on the same side of the road as Farmers Insurance. We're just west of where we used to be, not even a half a mile. So before you get to Swan, we'll be there. So come see us. And, oh my goodness, it's that time again. It's that time to say goodbye. And I'm not even ready. It's one of those mornings. It's just, you know, one of those mornings. Thank you.
We're creating all kinds of new ones today.
PM, thank you. Thank everybody for joining us on Tuesday, Wednesday this morning. We're going to have some fun new guests coming up. We swear we're going to threaten you with Regina and Doug and Robert. And Urban.
We're giving everyone a break.
Yeah,
we're kind of a lot to handle.
We're
going to
get Mr. Melanie on
here.
Can't
hold
this
down once we get started.
No, this train is moving. Where is the... that's a harp.
I miss you, Silver Sister. I can't wait till you come visit.
Coming back soon. All right. Thanks, folks, for tuning in each and every week to our silly show about cannabis. It's very important to us. We need to realize it's good back to think home and share with them on the attic, grandparents.
We're your friends next door.
Yeah.
Your neighbors.
Email us, call us, Facebook us, tweet us, LinkedIn, whatever you do out there.
Do people tweet?
Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Have an awesome week, you guys. Be good. Do something good out there.